Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I hope this finds you well. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast that pulls back the curtain on the industry and exposes the truth about money and investing. I hope this finds you well today. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be somewhere every day, actually. I have the market update to share with you. And it's always fun to do the market update when, of course, the market's up. And right now we are having some record growth as it relates to the market here in 2012. So it's exciting. Let me, first of all, set up the market update. My intent every week to do this update is to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, how the global marketplace is doing. The idea of this is the one source you can come to that actually will spell out how we're doing globally on a weekly basis in the different market areas so that you can get a well-rounded understanding of how the market's doing as a whole. And I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you have an academic and scientific approach to investing that would include the idea of modern portfolio theory, owning different asset classes, the efficient market hypothesis, which basically says all the prices of stocks, goods, services, companies is figured into the price of said stock of goods of company that produces those goods and services. And the only thing that's going to change that is new and unknowable information, which in fact would instantaneously have an impact. So anyone out there with the crystal ball and prognosticators out there saying the market's going to do this, the market's going to do that in 2012, if they really knew what was going to happen in the market, if you, in fact, sir, ma'am, knew what was going to happen in the market moving forward into this year, into the next day, month, whatever, millennium, if you knew, why would you share it with anyone other than friends, family, loved ones, people that you really sincerely wanted to benefit from it? Now, of course, in my industry, if I had that ability, I'd be sharing it with friends, family, and clients as well. But no one does. And I was just reading some data as it relates to stock picking and market timing. And it is dismally poor of any support as it relates to the data, that stock picking is simply a gambling exercise, if I could be so bold. So with the idea of modern portfolio theory, the efficient market hypothesis, that all bundled with the three-factor model, which came about in the 80s from Professor French and Professor Fama, that basically started to look at where returns come from in the marketplace, and it was very clear they came from very specific areas, large U.S. companies, small U.S. companies, growth companies, value companies of said, as well as international, emerging markets, developed markets, cash, short-term bonds, T-bills, etc. That basically from this we realized this science and 50 years of academic research from noted institutions like the Chicago University of Chicago and Wharton, Princeton, I can go on, Yale, Harvard, et cetera, that basically all this data from Nobel laureates basically says, ladies and gentlemen, let's invest for the long haul. Let's invest in equities, realize where returns come from, and not try to beat the market, but get what the market will bear. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's a bear market, not a bull market. But in fact, we do know that the market has a two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up. One out of every 3 years is down. Unfortunately, we don't know which is going to be which is why we all love volatility, isn't it? We love volatility, of course, when it's up, and we love looking at our accounts when they start to go up and we're capturing some of the pains of last year in that we ended on a sour note last year in 2011. Had a great start to the year, but it dropped toward the end of the year and was frustrating. partly due to a number of circumstances. We're into an election season, some of the European issues, tsunamis, etc., weather, and so on, acts of God, if you will. So with all that being said, the market update is intended to give you, the listener, one place you can go and understand quickly in 10 minutes or so how the market's doing as a whole. So let's hit it. Market update as of February 7th, 2012. That would be the close of business on Tuesday, February 7th. Russell 2500 index measures the performance of small to very small to mid-size, small to mid-size U.S. companies. I was looking at the Russell 2000. Russell 2000 and 2500, I always get those confused. The 2500 measures small to mid. The 2000, small to micro or very small companies. So the 2500, Russell 2500 index, as of February 7th, is 10.9%. Wow, double digits. Here we are at the beginning of the second month of 2012. We're in double digits. Russell 2000, which measures small to micro, 11.75. Wow, it's exciting. I love it when it's up. Ain't it great? Yay, team. Go, go, go. Russell 1000 value. What do we have there? That's large cap value. That's 6.84%. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is the difference between a growth company and a value company? In very simple terms, a growth company would be a company that's doing very well. They have good earnings. They have good profits. You know, things are going well with the company. They're kind of on the cutting edge. They're smoking. They're doing really well. Where a value company could be a company in the same sector, like retail or finance or insurance, manufacturing, energy, whatever, okay, that may be having some challenges. They're not necessarily a bad company, but they're distressed. So if you're going to invest in a value company over a growth company, you should have an expected return that's higher than the growth company, or in academic terms, a risk premium. What's my risk premium? What's the risk I'm taking, and what should I get paid for doing that by investing in a value company over a growth company? Now, we never know which asset class is going to be the winner or the lagger, if you will, in a given year. But we know that all of them are going to line up as it relates to best to worst. We never know which one's going to be best or worst in any given year. That's why we buy the entire marketplace. Let's not try to beat the market. Let's understand the market. Here's the picture. Think of a picture of watching someone go up a large flight of stairs with the yo-yo. It's going to continually go up, but basically what's going to happen is the yo-yo is going to have short-term up and downs. We know the market works. There's no question about that. So we want to be in value and growth companies. So as it relates to February 7th, 2012, Russell 1000 Value Index is up 6.8%. The Russell 2000 Value, which measures small value companies, is up almost 11. Wow, it's incredible. S&P 500, you know, if I may, this just goes to show how incredibly quick and dynamic the market is. When it bounces back, it bounces back ferociously. It feels awful going down, and it seems like it's never going to end, but when it turns and picks back up, it's a beautiful thing. And who knows? Tomorrow it may all go back down again. I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I would probably, let's see, what would I be doing? I was just thinking about that this morning. I would like to be catching some sun somewhere, because in PA it's snowing right now in Pennsylvania, in beautiful Happy Valley. So I was just thinking I would probably be catching some rays somewhere and reading a book, enjoying a very nice breeze, little sun on my shoulders. Boy, let me not go there. Let me come back. Focus. Russell 2000 Value Index, 11%. Let's go into the S&P 500. This would be what we mostly see on TV, ladies and gentlemen, the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones. By the way, if your portfolio is running lockstep with these two indices, you probably don't have a real diversified portfolio, amen? Because that should only be one asset class of 14 to 20, 15 to 20 asset classes. But the S&P 500, U.S. large growth companies predominantly, is 7.12%. So everything's up, yay team. Double digits in the small and value arena of large. And when we go into the Morgan Stanley Capital International Index, we have three of them, the World Index, the Emerging Market, and the EAFE, that's Europe, Australia, and the Far East. Let's lay them out there. We have the World Index, which measures developed markets like Austria, Belgium, Denmark, France, Greece, Ireland, Japan, New Zealand, Portugal, Singapore, just to name a few. 8%, plus 8 right now. The Emerging Markets, which looks at emerging markets, the Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets Index is designed to measure just that, the performance of emerging markets, which would include markets like Argentina, China, Czech Republic, Hungary, Israel, Malaysia, Morocco, Philippines, Poland, Russia, South Africa, Thailand, to name a few. That happens to be our leader as of February 7th, business close here in 2012. 14.4% emerging markets. Go figure. Go figure that one out, huh? Then we go into the Morgan Stanley Capital International, which is basically designed to measure the equity performance of developed markets, excluding the U.S. and Canada, and we're up 9%. So, wow, it's a beautiful thing. It's lovely to be able to share the good news. It's a bummer to share the bad news, but it's good to share the good news. So I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that as of February 7th, 2012, that you are invested in the market. I hope that you've gotten some good coaching and advice as to how, when, what for, and the end game in your life as it relates to what you're trying to do with your finances and your money. That being said, I hope you're invested in the market, and I really hope that you are not like most Americans and portfolios, several hundred now that I've analyzed through the years, that is predominantly heavily weighted in U.S. large cash and long-term bonds. And I'll tell you, just the last 5 years alone, you look at small and international, they've been doing extremely well. Ladies and gentlemen, just because you may not be getting market returns does not mean they're not there. Just because you may not be getting market returns does not mean they're not there. Just means that you're not capturing areas of the market that you should be in, because perhaps where you're invested may be actively managed and chasing the market, which is just absolutely detrimental to the overall value of your portfolio, which could very easily be proved by the rule of 72. If your published returns, ladies and gentlemen, were really 10, 12, 15%, well, the rule of 72 says divide that into 72, and it'll tell you how many years it takes for your money to double. Look, if you think you're getting 10%, your money should be doubling about every 7 years. And I submit to you, based on what I see, this is not a theory, this is practically what I see, 401ks, IRAs, and joint accounts across the board, brokerage accounts, all different kinds, colors, shapes, and sizes. What I see is predominantly a heavy weighting in U.S. large, and as a result, people are missing some action. It's not necessarily a bad portfolio. It's performing okay, but as it relates to what the market will bear, the challenge is they're missing some action, so most portfolios are taking on more risk than they need to by not being really well-diversified and understanding the science that is supported by study after study after study as it relates to modern portfolio theory, the efficient market hypothesis, and the three-factor model. And anyone that wants to deny that is just, they're not really studying the data. It's there for you. Great book you can pick up, Investment Answers, Daniel Goldie and Gordon Murray. In fact, there's an interview I had done with Mr. Goldie last year. You can check it out. I think it's still on iTunes. If not, it's on our website, I'm sure. With that being said, let me close out by wishing you a wonderful day. It is February 8th for me as I'm recording this. This is Business Close, February 7th, Market Update. My name is Paul Nichols. I'm your host. It's Your Money is brought to you by Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm here in Happy Valley, that's State College, Pennsylvania, Central PA. And I'm the president and host of It's Your Money. I hope that this information that we lay out to you every week, whether it be our marketing update, our coaching, or our little rant, which is just a little bit of a maybe a a different perspective on things, enriches your life in some way. That's why we do it. That's what we're all about. If you'd like to learn more information about investing from an academic perspective, we have classes coming up at Penn State as well as Central Pennsylvania Institute here in Happy Valley. If you'd like to learn more about that, call our offices at 814-867-5745 or go to Financial Abundance Inc., I-N-C, Financial Abundance Inc., .com, and there's a plethora. Yes, I got the word plethora. I don't know why I like that word. It's like salsa. I saw Seinfeld talk about that one time. Salsa. That's a fun word to say, salsa. Plethora, for me, for some reason, is a fun word to say. Anyway, foolish enough foolishness. I hope this finds you well. Have a great day. Signing off. We'll talk to you soon.